Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Thanks to Prestige JK, we can head on downstairs. Kane Lambert has been kind enough to join us on the phone. Kane, we know it's obviously different circumstances. It's Ian Cohen, Darren Berry, Lee Brown and also Heath Buck. Thanks for jumping on the blower. What were your thoughts? It was an unusual night of football.
And very unusual, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm sitting in a pretty empty room on a mobile phone chatting to you. So it's just been an interesting week, but it was great to get out and play some football. And, you know, we got the result. It was a little bit messy at times for us, but something we can build on going forward.
When you talk about it being an unusual set of circumstances and sitting in a room by yourself, talk to us, take us through it from the build-up, what the coaches had to say to you, what they've been saying all week. You didn't know if you were playing or not playing, all the way to the time when you actually ran out through the tunnel and came up and the song's ringing out, but your 80,000 fans aren't there. What's it been like, the build-up for you?
Look, inside the footy club, it's been as normal as we possibly can make it. You know, we knew we still had a job to do, but I think I probably likened it a bit to preparing to play like an emergency. You know, you're unsure whether or not you're going to play, but you have to prepare like you will. So up until about 7:30, 7:45 last night, that's what it felt like. But as soon as we got the all clear, we were all systems go. It was a little bit odd getting to the ground and no one here or no one out on Punt Road walking across and warming up. Empty stadium, you can hear absolutely everything. So you've got to bring your own energy, bring your own noise. And, you know, once the game started, it was all systems go. You know, there's times when we would love to have the Tiger Army behind us, but we know they're at home and connecting with us. And hopefully, we can all get through this and we can get people here at the G.
100%, Kane. It's Darren Berry. Well done. You've got the points. I'll be interested, though, in Damien Hardwick's words post-match. If you could just enlighten us a little, because you did break out to a 50-point lead midway through the third quarter. To Carlton's credit, they kept coming, but was there any word from Dimmer of disappointment the way it ended, or was it, you know, log those four points?
A bit of both. You know, Dimmer felt like at stages it wasn't a Richmond-like performance, but to Carlton's credit, they come pretty hard and, you know, they were extremely competitive. So they put the heat on us, but we're fortunate to get through the game with the 4 points and it's something for us to build on going forward. We, you know, we typically are playing our best footy this time of year and, you know, we've got to keep working on that. But to Carlton's credit, they did come and, you know, they gave us a great game.
Now, it doesn't matter how much pre-season you do, the first game's always different, but how did you feel in the shortened quarters, if you like? Did you notice the difference? Were you running out the quarters better? It looked like players were tired at the end of the game. You always are around one, but how did you feel with those shorter quarters?
To be honest, I personally didn't notice too much of a difference. It was quite hot and humid. We got a bit of rain before the game, and you know, it was up around 30 degrees, it felt like. So.
Yep.
You know, the first game's always a real blow, so I didn't notice too much of a difference with the time, to be honest.
The voice you can hear is Kane Lambert. He's in a room literally by himself in the Richmond change rooms for Geelong Marine World. Here's Lee Brown, Kane.
Kane, well done. Well done on your game tonight and the victory. Can you tell us or give us an update on Nick Floston? He came off in that third quarter. Do you know how he is?
Yeah, he ended up at the end of the game with concussion. I think he's a little bit sore. He's got a little bit of a headache. I don't think he remembers too much, but they have strict protocols, and rightly so. So, he'll follow all the procedures throughout the week, and hopefully he's feeling well. But we look after him, and hopefully he gets healthy.
You mentioned earlier, you know, it's been a different week. Can you tell us some of the different things that have, you know, been put in place to protect your health and well-being, I guess, throughout the club, and some of the measures that have been put in place by the hierarchy?
Yeah, we've pretty much isolated a lot of the football staff, to keep personnel directly linked to the playing group. So as many of the staff as they possibly can are working from home. Obviously, the VFL program has been put off for the time being, so... A lot of staff there, waiting for that to go ahead. Players, we're not fully in lockdown, but we're encouraged to look after our health and, avoid, obviously, large public spaces and, unnecessary visits to overpopulated areas, and to look out for each other and stay connected and, stay positive. You know, football, for our time that we spend at the club and out playing the game, it's a time you can just forget about everything. So we still want to live our lives and still look out for each other, but just be a little bit careful with our day-to-day stuff.
Now, we've heard Freo, a couple of Freo players have kicked the girlfriend out or not allowed her back in. Is there anything going on like that in the Lambert household?
No, it's just me and my little pup, so I'm not going to kick him out. But I think some of the wives and girlfriends may want to try to kick two of the boys out rather than the boys kicking them out. But not so much at the ties at the moment.
What do you do then, Kane, to sort of, I don't know, take your mind off footy and get out and about? I mean, that's going to be restricted now. So what sort of things can you do with the players or your friends away from football?
Yeah, there's a lot of group video chats going on around the club, which can get quite funny. So just staying connected and, being a little bit innovative with those sort of things. But, we can still hang out as friends and with the boys at the footy club. So we obviously enjoy our company together. So every chance we get, we'll hang out at one of the boys' houses and just muck around like that. There's a fair bit of cricket going on at the moment. If you ever talk to Liam Baker, he's my bunny. So just getting to him about that.
Oh, Daryl Cullen and Shane Warne sort of behaviour, is it?
A little bit, yeah.
Kane, we'll let you go. We appreciate you being generous with your time under trying circumstances. Good thing is you got the win, 24 points. The windows are open in the commentary boxes. We get excited. Can you hear us when you're on the benches?
Well, I think I may have heard a little bit at the start of the quarters, but once the game's on, I haven't. But, we love the encouragement. Hopefully we can hear you more often.
Well, you don't get a choice because obviously there's no other sound to be able to soak it up. It must have been really unusual. You kick goals at the other end, Jack Martin's kicking 4.25. Very unusual circumstances.
Yeah, very unusual, but it is what it is. We have to adapt to these situations and just look out for each other and try to stay as healthy as possible.
Kane, appreciate your time. Stay safe, stay healthy. We look forward to hopefully seeing you in round two action with the Tigers.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. You too. Cheers.
Kane Lambert downstairs, organised by the Richmond Footy Club on the phone for Geelong Marine World players post-match comments. So thanks to Geelong Marine World. Nice to be speaking to Kane Lambert.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.